We close the show by hearing again from Professor Nutt on his remaining top two neuroscience nuggets for 2013.
And then the fourth one is the recent Nobel Prizes for discovering neuronal transport mechanisms and vesicle production and vesicle fusion and the whole process of synaptic machinery. And obviously the synapse is what determines how brains really work. They're the key elements in terms of brain communication. So credit to those American scientists who've really pulled that apart. And then the fifth one, I'm afraid, is a little bit personal. But I'm very proud of a study we did, just published in Journal of Neuroscience, which I think is the first study ever to show you could determine in human brain the site of action of a drug on a particular neuronal class using the fast temporal resolution of magnetoencephalography, MEG. We showed that the layer 5 cortical pyramidal cells were the target of a psychedelic drug, psilocybin, and we can explain its interesting actions to produce sensory distortion and hallucinations through its disruption of that those neurons on the cortical microcircuit. So we think that's a real world first, and I hope some of you agree. I mean, the reason we're interested in psilocybin is not simply because we're interested in the psychedelic state and how that the drug changes consciousness, but we're interested in why there are so many 5-HT2A receptors in the brain, which is the target receptor of this drug. And the layer 5 pyramidal cells, which are the cells which essentially receive what we call top-down signaling from prefrontal cortex into other parts of the cortex. Crick and Koch, about 8 years ago, thought that the layer 5 pyramidal cells were the core of consciousness. And in a way, we've shown that for the first time by perturbing them with psilocybin, we were able to disrupt consciousness. So I think we've proved the Crick and Koch theory of consciousness. Psilocybin is a particularly interesting drug, not only because it does that, but by producing a short-term disruption of that neuronal system, it seems to, in some people, produce a sense of well-being and benefit. And we're in the process of now trying to develop it or explore its potential utility as a treatment for resistant depression, because we think in depression, there's the neural circuits get over-engaged, particularly with negative ruminations, and we may be able to disrupt that with drugs like psilocybin, which is, in fact, psilocybin is the active ingredient of magic mushrooms. And there's quite a lot of commentary on the web now about people using these mushrooms to treat mental disorders such as depression and obsessive compulsive disorder.
David Nutt, and that's a tour through my favourite bits of Naked Neuroscience for 2013. Thanks to all those in the programme, including Zoe Harris, Tristan Birkenstein, Sophie Scott, Andrew Irving, Mark Cunningham, Jamie Ainge, Toby Peters and Amy Milton. I'm Hannah Critchlow, and this is Naked Neuroscience in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next year to open our minds.